Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
I am absolutely delighted to have you both in the studio with me. And it seems a bit strange to be talking about pantomime, seeing as we've only just, well, got into June. But from what I understand, actually, summer pantomime across the water in the UK is actually quite a big thing. There's tons of pantomimes going on. And of course, with the Liberty Panto having to cancel the run last December, I think it's a fantastic time because we're all in need of a good laugh, let's face it, particularly after the last couple of years. So the Liberty Panto this year starring Rebecca Storm and Jake Carter. As I said, thank you both so much for coming in. Rebecca, I know that in the past life you were, well, you did panto before, but it's been quite some time. So you must be looking forward to this, maybe a little nervous at the same time.
Yes, both of those things all rolled into one. Now, I'm so looking forward to it. And I'm not just saying that. It's summer panto to me is a brilliant idea. I've never heard of it before. I know what you're saying, but over in England, but I mean, I'm living here 20 odd years, and I think it's a fantastic idea. I mean, we're just driving along the quays there, and you see the theatre, and it's right next to the bus station and the Lewis and the train, and it's a beautiful day, so you can bring the kids out and you can have a couple of hours in the theatre and introduce them to theatre and then take them into the centre of Dublin, and it's not pouring down or, you know, freezing cold as it always is in the winter time. So I'm not throwing any aspersions against the winter panto, but I am here to tell you, summer panto on the 11th, is it?
On the 11th.
On the 11th.
It starts on the 11th.
Someone was rehearsing the dates.
For 1 week only.
And you're playing the Wicked Queen Dragonella.
I am, yes. Ooh, yes. Boo. For the first time in my life, I'm giving of my Joan Collins playing Alexis Carrington in Dynasty. For your young listeners, they won't know who I'm talking about, but for my girlfriends out there, all my lovely, lovely lady friends, I'm sitting beside the one and only Harry Hunkador in the guise of Jake Carter, and I have to be a cougar.
Oh, do you?
You know why I said yes now, Carol, and I'm having a ball.
And Jake, you are Prince Harry. How could you be anything else?
I need to get back in the gym, I think, of a couple of weeks to see if I can change this body around.
He doesn't, girls, really. Come to see him. I mean, it's worth the ticket price just to see the tights on him.
Oh, now, stop it. Jake, of course, you're no stranger to panto.
I think this is my sixth panto now, which is crazy, and like you were saying there, this is obviously a little bit different. It's a summer panto, and I think people get used to pantomimes being at Christmas, but they forget that it's actually got nothing to do with Christmas.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just
a
family tradition, and to see people of all ages going to the shows and enjoying it, why not put it in the summer? The only thing I'm a bit worried about is normally in winter, like I've done like 4 Aladdins now where I'm like wearing no clothes and it's freezing, but now we're in summer and I'm going to be dressed as a prince, so I'm going to be wearing a few more clothes than usual, and I'm going to be sweating.
Not.
So I think I might actually, have a little chat to the directors and
Queen Dragonella, he'll be trying to get those clothes.
Can we
off,
lose
no
some
doubt.
Of the clothes because I'm going to be sweating?
I had it written in the script, Carol. I insisted upon it. He comes to my boudoir, you know. He escapes, of course. I'm not giving the story away. We all know the story of Snow White, but
this
hey,
is it. But no, it's an amazing script. It's very, very funny. There's an amazing cast as well. So I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, it's going to be slightly different being in summer, but it's going to be great. And like we've kind of said the last few weeks, why not put it in summer? Do you know, I've seen in the UK a few Easter pantomimes and different stuff like that, and it's just something for the family to all go along to
but
and all enjoy.
Isn't this it? You know, as I said at the start about, you know, having it in the summer, I think, especially with the kids being off school, with the fact that we all need a good laugh and we all need an opportunity to get out of ourselves more
Definitely.
Than I think we ever did before. And what better than a pantomime? I think it's a stroke of genius, actually, to have the pantomime.
Yeah, I mean, parents are always looking for kids to do stuff in summer. So, like, it's great to have stuff like this, you know what I mean? To take the whole family out to, take your grandparents, take your aunties, take your kids. You know, it's something for everyone and for them all to enjoy.
And for you, Rebecca, as Ireland's first lady of musical theatre, well, that's who you are now,
let's face it.
And I did ask at the start, are you nervous? But it is something very different.
It's very different because I've basically been given permission to not say the lines that are in the script. And that's never happened to me in 45 years in show business. So I'm looking forward to that, I think. The only problem is that the rest of the cast have free reign, and they can kind of say what they want as well. So there's going to be a little bit of... Oh, it's me to speak now, is it? I didn't realise that was my cue. Like the mirror and our beautiful Nelly, you know, they're hysterical. And I just hope that I'm going to get through it in a serious, taking it professional way.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be very professional.
I will.
I don't doubt it for a second.
I will.
How could you not be?
I'm pretty scary.
And will Prince Harry be putting his dancing shoes on, Jake?
There's dancing, there's singing, there's acting, the maggot, there's everything in this panto. So, I'm sure we'll be busting a move or two and singing a few songs. And it's great. Pantomimes are great as well because it's always songs that people know, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And everything that kind of happens over the previous year is put into the panto. So it's great for all the families to be able to sing along with the hit songs and stuff like that.
I think there's a bit of a treat because you're doing your latest single.
I am, yeah. I've even been allowed to sing one of my own songs in the show, which is something brand new as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
At least I shouldn't forget the lyrics to that one.
No.
Especially when I wrote it.
Or you can make them up as you go.
This is it. No one will even know. Yeah.
Well, listen, I wish you both the very best of luck. And I know that it's at the Liberty Panto between the 11th and the 17th. Do you reckon it might follow the traditional pattern of having an extension? Because normally pantos are extended, aren't
Fingers
they?
Crossed, yeah. Obviously it's something brand new, but there seems to be a great buzz about it. I mean, chatting to different people, they think it's a great idea to do a panto in summer, do you know what I mean? Like we said before, it's something different and something for the whole family to enjoy. So I love going to pantos. I love performing in pantos. So why not have them at summer as well as Christmas?
The Liberty Panto, I mean, nothing touches the Liberty Panto. And to have it back now is fantastic. And maybe we'll have you back at Christmas to talk about the Christmas panto.
The
Halloween panto.
Never say never.
You know, you never say never.
Valentine's panto.
There you go.
That could be an adult panto.
He's planning it already.
I can see the two of you back for the Valentine's panto. Rebecca Storm and Jake Carter starring in the Liberty Pantomime at the Liberty Hall. Pleasure to
talk to you. Thank you very much.